What are some of the other initiatives that are going on right now in prevention that you think are promising?
Well, there's Powell Brown stuff on retinoids, targretin, because we need to know how to prevent ER-negative breast cancer. Very interesting data from Mike Sporn, the combination in model systems of rexinoids plus sarsoxifene. And the question is whether you should put that into further prevention trials. And I think that we need to wait for the targretin studies before we consider starting up those studies. There's also obviously been considerable interest in looking at lifestyle changes. Lots of data coming out now that weight gain between 20 and 50 is bad news for postmenopausal breast cancer. And we published last year that women in the Iowa Women's Health Study who lost 5% of their body weight had about a 40% reduction of postmenopausal breast cancer if they lost their weight premenopausally. Some of our studies are looking at ways of getting women at risk to lose weight. One of our studies is a continuous calorie restriction versus intermittent calorie restriction study because we feel that it may be easier to induce women to do intermittent calorie restriction. That study is nearly completed now, and we'll be reporting that probably in next San Antonio.
And what exactly is the intervention? What do you have them do?
We simply reduce the amount of food they eat, simple as that, as a 25% continuous calorie restriction.
For how long?
In this study, 6 months.
6 months.
And in the other arm of the study, there's 2 days of calorie restriction out of 7 days. Now, you may say that sounds a rather strange thing to do, but there are some human data suggesting that you can do that, and we are doing it. But there are two or three animal studies which are really interesting that intermittent calorie restriction is superior in some animal model systems to continuous calorie restriction. Now, why that is, we don't know, but it's a very interesting phenomenon which we're trying to repeat in women.
What are some of the mechanisms that might be contributing to this?
I think that very, very interesting biochemical data coming out. The control of the metabolism is through a very key enzyme called AMP-related kinase. And calorie restriction increases that kinase. That turns off anabolic pathways and increases catabolic pathways. So you turn off synthesis of fats, you turn off synthesis of proteins, and you break them down. That enzyme works by inhibiting mTOR pathways, and that turns off cell proliferation. And you can show this in animal models. And the very interesting thing is calorie restriction mimetics, which are coming through. Basically, they work through this pathway. It's a very interesting paper on MCF7 growth in nude mice, which was turned off by inhibiting that pathway with 2-deoxyglucose. Now, you can't give 2-deoxyglucose to people because it has a cardiotoxic effect in animals, but it's a proof of principle that turning off that pathway with 2-deoxyglucose works in terms of inhibiting tumor growth of MCF7 cells in the nude mouse model. And there are other mimetics coming through. For example, metformin looks as though it works by similar mechanisms. And in fact, we may be able to prevent breast cancer with metformin.
That's fascinating. Has turning off estrogen ever been looked at, either in laboratories or people, intermittently?
No. Intermittent reduction of estrogen is something which some people, such as myself, have advocated for a long period of time. So I think it's Jim Ingle. And I think Craig Jordan might say the same thing. But this is what might be happening. For example, when you give goserelin for a couple of years after surgery for breast cancer, you know those studies, the Zebra study, for example, 2 years goserelin, same as CMF, and the German initiated study. And what you're doing there is switching off estrogen actually for 2 years, then you stop. There's periods restart in a large proportion of women that's been shown quite well by that group. And then, of course, you go into a menopause later. So you've switched off, you switch back on again, and you switch off. So it may be that that's the mechanism of the relatively good results of those several trials which use short-term ovarian suppression.